go back some more on Helene Von Damme, who is going to be nominated, or the hearing comes up, as ambassador to Vienna. The first half hour, in case you didn't hear it, I have the names of the members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. If you write to me, I'll send you their names. And if you want to call the offices there, you can, and Mr. Burke, and get the information on the committee and have them mail it to you, or I can do it for you. 202, that's the Washington number, 224-3121, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Okay, Mr. Clark, we're going back to William Clark. He was in military army intelligence over in Europe and comes back to this country and begins to work for Ronald Reagan, and Reagan makes him a justice of the Supreme Court here. He never got through law school, but that didn't matter to Ronald Reagan. And Clark claimed credit for putting Mr. Deaver and Meese and Helene Von Damme in the office there. So she begins to work 1966 to 1972. Helene Von Damme is working for Ronald Reagan and as his secretary. And this is important because the years that he was running for governor, she just heard him once and starry-eyed comes to California. Then she's placed in charge, and I think, and I refer to her as his watchdog, his control, his babysitter, maybe somebody who just kept a handle on everything that went in and out of the office there. And she is, as I say, married to Christian Von Damme. In 1970, now he's described as a German international banker. That was the first description of him in the Los Angeles Times in 1971. Then there was a story of Christian Von Damme working at La Paz, Bolivia. That was a United Press story, September 9th, 1982. And then there were links, other stories of Ronald Reagan making deals of justice or helping bail out the son of the cocaine king down in Bolivia. And of course, the Claus Barbie story has come with the links of John J. McCloy to Claus Barbie that was on one of the major broadcasting stations last week. And I was doing several broadcasts on the notorious McCloy from the Warren Commission with Alan Dulles on the Warren Commission and his work with Nazis before, during, and after the war. So Claus Barbie showed the role of the cocaine king, the cocaine operations, the politics, his role with the military, with the death squads, Che Guevara and many others, the notorious death squads in South America, and working with the government, and with, if they work with the government, they work with our intelligence and with the Bank of America. So what has to be cleared up, one of the things, is why is Helene using the name Von Damme to go back to Austria? She's Mrs. Byron Leeds now, but that doesn't sound German enough, okay? But Christian Von Damme is from Germany, and that sounds Christian enough to get be ambassador to Vienna. I wonder if she's even thinking of changing her name to be Mrs. Leeds when she goes there. Right now, it isn't changed at all. But there's a lot of area to be exposed about what is Christian Von Damme doing? What are the Bank of America debts? Are they tangled to the cocaine money? You know, Hollywood and cocaine and the notorious Pat Boone, Nugent Hand connections and the Wells Fargo connections to Australia and Ronald Reagan and Vegas is not far isolated from each other. I'll have to draw you another octopus like I did the Vatican CIA of the Hollywood cocaine connections pretty soon. I'll make one of those for you. So that she marries Christian Von Damme in 1970, and in 1968-69 is when TCI, that corporation, was set up by Otto von Bolschwing, Trans International Computer Investment Corporation. It was formed from 1968-69. The Odessa Network, I mentioned the Simon Rifkin, the attorney, and it involved Greg Bautzer, the attorney for Kirk Kerkorian, who was Howard Hughes' attorney, who represents MGM now. This whole network, this TCI, was set up for a purpose of electronic, sophisticated space weapons, ocean weapons for spying. One of their agents was the notorious Frank Turple. That's how I hit onto Von Bolschwing. When I heard that Frank Turple worked for Stanford Technology, then the whole world of spying out here and into Iran, Argentina, all over the world opened up. TCI was set up, and one of their offices was in Beverly Hills, and one in Sacramento, and Otto von Bolschwing, the notorious inheritor of the Galen operation, when Galen opens up his German office, von Bolschwing comes to this country. The notorious von Bolschwing is the head of that and lives in Sacramento, as does Helene von Dahm and her new husband, the German banker Christian von Dahm. So when Otto moves to Sacramento and TCI is off and running, and she is Mrs. Christian von Dahm, from 1970, she divorces him in 1978. She's been in Sacramento with the governor from 1966 to 1972, but by 1970, given that little time span from 66 to 70, William Clark is brought in and working in a justice for the Supreme Court and brought Helene in. The TCI is formed. Christian has married Helene, and in 1972, she is representing Ronald Reagan in the transition team. She's the executive assistant during Reagan's business years. Now, he's soon to become president, okay? But she stays with Von Dahm legally. She hasn't changed her name until 1978. Now, Ronald Reagan has this personal secretary from 1966 to 72, testing the Isla Vista, the People's Park, the Soledad Brothers, the San Quentin Six, the shootout, Marin County shootout. Those were the years, the Manson family, the whole era of violence going on out here in California. Good testing ground for Scorsese's terrorism. That's what it was. And of course, the Manson family goes back to the Spahn Ranch and Howard Hughes and the Krupp organization right next door, the German Krupps, the network of California terrorism that I've described so much as part of our Odessa here in the United States. Now, in 1980, Ronald Reagan needs a little breather, and he's going to be president. And so he has his Helene back east raising money for the Northeast Regional Finance. She's the Northeast Regional Finance Director. Now, this is a little girl from Vienna who goes to Sweden and Germany and then to Detroit and then to Chicago and then to Sacramento. And the boss now is going to be president. Remember, Rockefeller was deep sixth February 1979. So by 1980, Reagan can go for the big bucks because there's nobody in his way. Now, I had a lot of controversy with my friends in New York and others that they recall and even taped the lectures I gave at the Elgin Theater and on WBAI in New York that Ronald Reagan would be president of the United States. I was saying that in 1974-75, and this is when Reagan was supposed to have his transition years, his business years, and she was with him as executive assistant. And there was nothing to stop that machine. That was decided. And once you know the characters and the way they move and play, they don't change roles, and Reagan was to be it, and Rockefeller was deep sixth with all his money. Megan Marshak and Poinchetta Pierce and company could unload Nelson, and he went under, and on the scene then, there's nothing to stop Reagan. So she's raising $2.5 million. Now, one of the things in my letter to the Senate Foreign Relations, where did the $2.5 million? She's a staunch defender of Raymond Donovan, and there are, you know, the mob connections and the casinos in New Jersey. And recently we've heard about the Genovese family having operations right on the military bases. And there's a lot of money there. Licio Gelli from the Italian P2s planning a coup and a fascist dictatorship in Italy was at Ronald Reagan's inauguration and put up Mr. Big Bucks. And a lot of money came in from the Vatican and from the fascist groups. How would this young woman, she's out in California all this time, allegedly, just with the governor there, goes to the Northeast? I bet if I put a circle around New York and New Jersey, that's where the $2.5 million came from. I bet you didn't have to travel very far. And, of course, Byron Leeds, the man she married last year, is from New Jersey, the one that she knew a long time ago when her husband and Byron were in the Army together. So she picks up $2.5 million for Ronald Reagan, this sweet little thing, and then comes back, and in 1980, the election takes place, 1981, the inauguration, and she's in Washington on the transition team. She's deputy assistant to the president, and that was the time then to bring in the juicy Nazi and the Odessa and the defense appointments. 1981, director of presidential personnel, deciding who's who and who gets the jobs and screening out, a very important position. 1982, assistant to the president for the United States, appointments, cabinets, and jobs. And then the main person making those appointments stepped down, and she became officially chairman of the nominating committee of the President of the United States. He has a sheet for a press conference where he's nominating her to be ambassador to Vienna, and she's chairman of the nominating committee, a member of the President's Commission on Executive Exchange, and he nominates her to be ambassador to Vienna. So her background with Christian von Dahm, with Otto von Bolschwing, and so forth, is really open to examination. Now, getting to the von Bolschwing operation and the TCI story, in the time period that William Clark was in military intelligence over there, and she's coming to this country soon, there was a time period when Otto alone, working for Warner Lambert, and went, this is 1955 up till 1969, where he's making his travels. He was, according to documents that have been obtained, in Austria, Argentina, Uruguay, Mexico, Bermuda, the Bahamas, in Spain, in Portugal, in Gibraltar, in Holland, in Belgium, in Great Britain, Luxembourg, West Germany, West Berlin, Italy, and Switzerland. Now, that's a lot of traveling. I mean, that's what's on the books, and goodness knows what else. And then he opens up and becomes the president of that notorious organization called the TCI. Now, I have the corporation papers that Pete Carey got for me. He's the reporter who broke the story on the von Bolschwing exposures in the San Jose Mercury. Pete got the corporation papers of how TCI was formed. And from what I can see, from the dummy fronts out of Las Vegas to the Bahamas, with money being poured in from Europe to telephone numbers in the Bahamas, and they involved Miami and Dallas, Texas, I would venture to say that when I chart that for you, this will be part of our story from Dachau to Dallas. It will go to even going back to the original Permandex, the killing of John Kennedy. I've charted the names and the people and the incidences, but right now I want to just take you to the parts about Helene von Dahm when TCI was formed. It was described in a newspaper at the time. It was investigated as being a big scandal, the largest corporate scandal, the biggest in the state history. And Pete Carey got a hold of the papers, the court papers, securities fraud. This is the newspaper in Sacramento, biggest in the state history to be resolved. And people involved with forming TCI were splintered off, and then it was handed over to Philco, Ford, ITT, and Stanford Research, and the real biggies. And I'll give you the names of some of those. But Helene, according to the testimony of Mr. O'Sullivan, he said the ex-governor, Reagan's private secretary, Helene von Dahm McDonald, they put von Dahm because by then she had married him, but he's testifying and used the name McDonald. That's where I picked it up from the court records, participated in both the purchase and in the sale of securities from TCI. Now, Ozzie Williams, who was part of TCI, they began letting him be the runner or the schlepper, getting this thing organized and off the ground, had written a letter to Jack Anderson. I have a copy of it, a rough draft. And he describes the purchase and the sale of securities by Helene von Dahm and the role that she played in contributing to getting it off the ground. Now, when she's asked about this, she denies that she had any part. Larry Vance, in his testimony on the organization, said he was talking about a group of syndicators and himself who wanted to get it going. And they saw an article in Time magazine called The Money, Hidden Money Trail, How the Mafia Hides the Money Through Switzerland and so forth. They said, and then Otto von Bolschwing was hired through a contact of Dutch Van Roy. Van Roy worked with the Krupps over in Europe and has a notorious biography that I'll get into later. But Otto von Bolschwing had been, remember, in the Nazi Party, in the SS, the OSS, was now in the United States to take over the Galen operation. It said Otto von Bolschwing was hired through a contact of Dutch Van Roy, this is over in Europe, who was a private investigator, and he came and brought expertise to the corporation in the form of a consultant. This is Otto von Bolschwing. And this is important because when I talk about Gulf and Western or Peter Drucker or how these organizations get big, they start with Otto can tap into the Bormann money, to the Odessa money from the banks that was released to start these big corporations. Otto brought expertise to the corporation as a consultant. He had, and it refers to what he did, Otto and I finally got together, this is Larry Vance and Otto, were the only ones that ever did any work on the trips as far as locating corporations for acquisition. Remember how Gulf and Western gobbled up 80? We located Futh, F-U-T-H, in Germany, another firm in Switzerland, I don't remember off the bat, one in South America we got. We started getting active in the acquisition, and they were legitimate arrangements. We went to Intalcom, I-N-T-A-L-C-O-M, which Mr. Senekas had a big chunk of. He refers to Mr. Senekas. Who was Mr. Senekas that they were working with? Manuel Senekas, F-T-H-E-N-A-K-I-S, a cousin of Aristotle Onassis. He's described in the brochure of TCI in this way. Mr. Senekas has been a member of the company's board of directors since May 69. This is what Helene taps into Sacramento. He's a member of the executive committee since August 69. He was president, chief executive, January the 1st, 1970. That's when she starts in with Christian Von Damm, and they're very international. Mr. Senekas was president and chief executive officer of the company. He is president of the Aerospace Optical Division of International Telephone and Telegraph Company, that's ITT, and for over 5 years, he was employed by Philco Ford Corporation, initially as director of space vehicle operations and then vice president and general manager of space and reentry systems division. Mr. Senekas has a diploma of engineering from the Technical University of Athens, a master's of science in electronics at Columbia University, a PhD in electronics at Columbia, postgraduate school of philosophy at the University of Pennsylvania, diploma in advanced communications at Bell Laboratory. Mr. Von Bolschwing, it goes in, joined the company in 1969. Now, these are no slouches. One of the men who joined the company, Mr. Nangle, worked for Ford Motor Company, Philco Ford, graduated at Boston College, magna cum laude, and the who's who of who's on the board is the entire network of our very nice Defense Department. In fact, Mr. Dr. Otto Berg, B-E-R-G, is one of the people that the Queen of England and her husband went to visit with the Packards and the Kennedys from Stanford. This was one of the persons that was part of entertaining the King and Queen of England. These are the corporate board of Otto von Bolschwing. No slouchers, but they started little with their little trips buying up companies around the world. This fellow is testifying, Larry Vance. We never did know what the corporation was really supposed to do other than being a holding company and to acquire companies that were computer-related industry. And then they asked him, have you ever heard of Industrial Manufacturing Corporation? And he said, no. And the person asking the question in the court hearing says, that was a corporation set up by Mr. Williams and Mr. Kowalsk, K-O-W-A-L-C-Z-Y-K, in Las Vegas through a stockbroker in Vegas. Now, Mr. Williams set the groundwork for the TCI and for Otto Bolschwing to step in. And Helene von Damm was a translator of German to English while she was the secretary to the governor in California. He says they set up a company called Lamp Plane, L-A-M-P-L-A-N-E. I asked Otto von Bolschwing what these guys were doing, and he said, well, they are doing such and such, and that's all I know about it. We call them the Cowboys. I don't really care to go across it too much. We group them together and call them Cowboys. All of the syndicators except Oftebro, O-F-T-E-B-R-O. Now, I mentioned some of the Cowboys. There was Mr. Weikel, W-E-I-K-E-L, Mr. Kowals, I mentioned before, K-O-W-A-L-C-Z-Y-K, Mr. Schlotthauer, S-C-H-L-O-T-T-H-A-U-E-R, Mr. Williams, and Mr. Bott. They operated out of the bars. They never went to work on time. Otto set up a shell, and Mr. Williams put it together. And they asked him if he knew Helene von Damm, and then he referred to Helene von de Griff. Now, Helene Duty, D-U-D-Y, von de Griff. Now, if this may be an alias that she used under the TCI, like Candy Jones used these aliases, because they referred to this name in terms of Helene von Damm. And part of the testimony said, most of the people that we brought in from out of the town, like Otto von Bolschwing or people like that, were taken to Aldo's, which is a restaurant. And they were taken, instead of being taken, they should have been taken to the office for business reasons, and I don't know why, but they met in bars, and they met in restaurants, and they met, like, in telephone booths and in the Bahamas, and everything was very hush-hush, and there were dummy fronts, just as, say, John DeLorean goes down to Huntington Beach and sets up a dummy front with a phone connection or mailbox somebody else's place. He said, it was my responsibility on two of the trips to take care of all the finances. I had to go to the bank, draw the money, pick up the tab when we went for hotels and meals and so forth. So Mr. Larry Vance is giving a view of von Bullschwing going to Europe with him to gobble up companies that becomes the network for TCI that has respectable lawyers in Washington, D.C. And again, Mr. Rifkin, Simon Rifkin, who set this up, who's one of the lawyers that set this operation up, was lawyer for the Sterling Bank, for the bank that Michael Sindona and the Vatican used for Chris Kraft, and that's a corporation that John DeLorean was on the board of. So that what I'm doing is putting together a lot of the pieces of what is the Odessa and making sense out of them. And because she came from Europe and went to these specific cities and links up with von Bullschwing, who did place Triffitt in Detroit, who did place people all over the world, who did work for Elmer Bobbs and the American Medical Association, and for the Charles Percy connections to Rockefeller and Frank Wiesner and Nixon working with Elmer Bobbs and von Bullschwing. There's a heavy piece of evidence connecting these people that is not out of thin air. And Helene von Damm going back to Vienna without any qualifications for the job must be a continuation of this network. In the testimony, they asked the question, when did Otto von Bullschwing get involved with TCI? They said somewhere in March or April prior to the formation of TCI. I want to take a firm international person because of the tremendous European market that existed. In order to do this, it was necessary to have somebody, this is what Mr. Williams testified in court, somebody familiar with Europe, who could speak the language and who could get contacts over there to determine things like the computer market. He came to me again through Dutch Van Roy and subsequently went to Europe prior to my going there to set up the appointments. And he's explaining, Mr. Williams, how they brought in von Bullschwing because he acquired property in Germany and went on and handled the correspondence for TCI. He was familiar with Europe. He knew the language. He knew the people. You better believe he did. And Dutch von Roy, as I say, was linked to the Krupps. In 1930 to 1940, von Bullschwing was too. He was taking the money out of Europe, the Jewish capital for Krupp, and transferring it out of Europe and into Swiss banks, Nazi money that they would use later, and how nice it would be to put it into this corporate level later. Now, what kind of appointments does von Damm make that gets her a position to go on to Vienna as the ambassador? Jack Anderson had a sentence about her, which I repeated on the air a while back, broadcast 529, that Helene von Damm is double-checking all appointments to see that the proper conservative standards are going. She doesn't want to give in to the moderates, and she's there to screen the appointments. There's another story on several articles on the importance of her position and her appointments. Well, what were some of her better positions? What did she do? There's Richard Allen, who was appointed to assistant for, he was the president's head of national security affairs. He had to leave that office because of suggested money, whether it was $10,000 or $100,000 with Japanese people that he had known a long time that suggested payoffs, and I believe were linked to the Lenin murder. Fred Fielding, counsel to the president, he's still there, high up to his neck in Watergate scandals with Robert Vesco, with William Casey, and all the dirty work behind the White House, he's still the counsel to the president. E. Pendleton James, assistant to the president. These are appointments she helped make for the president that and the transition team. He's still there, and if you want to read up his record, get your index of any Watergate books and look up Pendleton James. Franklin Nofziger was appointed to the assistant to the president for political affairs. He stepped down. He had conflicts with these people, and he may come back, but he was appointed. And while he was in Washington, or he still is, he became a co-slumlord with Helene von Damm, and they bought property there that they were renting that was run down to poor black people in Washington, D.C. But Nofziger, at the time of Watergate, was working with John Mitchell and the American Nazi Party and the FAR. You can't get farther right than the Nazi Party, I don't suppose, with their network across the United States. That was one of his contacts, and that's one of her co-property partners. William P. Clark, her mentor, who brought her to the Reagan office, now she rewards, she helps with the transition team. And it's only fair play that then they make her the ambassador to Vienna, you know, get back to where you came from and sit on the old Skorzeny ashes, okay? William Clark became Secretary of State. He was Deputy Secretary of State under Haig, and then later he became the head of the entire National Security Agency when Richard Allen moved out. William Casey, director of the CIA in the OSS, with William Donovan bringing Lucky Luciano and organized crime into Italy, bringing the mafia into the CIA. Notorious history with the Odessa from his very career in the army in Europe and then in the United States. Scandals with the Security Exchange Commission with Vesco all hushed up. Casey, I couldn't believe that Ronald Reagan would get away with the appointment of him as director of the CIA. John Lehman, Secretary of the Navy, the scandals of the Abington Corporation with Northrop and Boeing, the conflicts of interest, strong links to the Vatican, first cousin of Grace Kelly. Every one of these here is a devout Catholic. Von Bolschwing was a Catholic brought here by the Jesuits. I'm not anti-Catholic, but I want to know where the separation of church and state, where you have National Security Agency, you have a Central Intelligence Agency, and all these various agencies involved, that she's made the appointments, and Helene, of course, is Catholic, too. She brings in John Lehman with his links to Henry Kissinger and National Security Council, the Vatican, and conflict of interest with the Abington, representing them and giving contracts for the F-18s. She appointed the James Watt, the Secretary of the Interior, who's raping the land and air, a puppet of the Coors people, the arch conservatives. He's shaking his head here. What do you
have mercy on these?
Do you know what they're doing to this country?
Too well.
I mean, isn't it time? William French Smith involved in various scandals. There was a long article about some of these people and these appointments recently. It was in the Washington Post on dirty laundry. No, San Jose Mercury. It was a reprint. Yeah, from the Washington Post. Dirty Laundry in Reagan's Kitchen Cabinet, February the 6th, 1983, by Robert Kaiser. And it has a rundown of Richard Allen, William Casey, Raymond Donovan, Max Ugel, William French Smith, James Watt, Robert Mino, Nancy Harvey, Stort, S-T-E-O-R-T, William F. Harvey, Daniel Bogart. These are scandals. Thomas Reed, John Lehman. This has a breakdown of dirty laundry in Reagan's cabinet. Now, she made the appointment. So what does she get? A promotion to Vienna? If you can read all this in the United States and you can't read German, can you imagine what she would do in Vienna, which is the hotbed of bringing spies into this country for more anti-Soviet propaganda? There have been long articles about these appointments. Another long story that was published in the New York Times in November this last year, Political Ambassadorships, the Twain Shall Meet. And this is an article by Malcolm Toon. Some appointees have made us look like the laughing stock of the world. And there's a picture of Von Damme in the article, Helene Von Damme. And this is a quotation of Malcolm Toon with a laughing stock of the world. D. Lowell Jensen, the former goon squad out here in California, the law enforcement and our terrorism, was made the assistant attorney general. He's being promoted now in Washington, D.C. to the journal. And Raymond Donovan and Alex Haig, who had to step out, and J. Peter Grace. We have about 1 minute, and I could go on and on. Her lousy, rotten appointments. I think you get the idea that I don't want Helene Von Damme to go on to Vienna and continue what she's doing here, because then she brings in the Galen agents behind the Iron Curtain who'll come out. And all we need is more propaganda against the Russians. Let's get on with World War III. She'll bring in these terrible people who've been so oppressed, and we'll give each taxpayer, we'll give them $500,000, and they'll tell their sad story. They're richer than you and me, and they're brought over escaping communism. Like, who now? Did you read that President Reagan today said he would adopt her as his daughter, and the Chinese were furious? And what did it cost to get who now in this country? You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, the time is up. I've got to go. The hour is over. This is Mae Brussel. You keep on reading that news, and I'll be back with you next week. This is KAZU-FM in Pacific Grove, California.